Books on Tape presents The Law of Nines by Terry Goodkind. Read by Mark Deakins. 1. It was the pirate flag flying atop the plumbing truck that first caught his attention. The white skull and crossbones seemed to be straining to keep from being blown off the flapping black flag as the flatbed truck, apparently trying to beat the light, cannonballed through the intersection. The truck heeled over as it cut an arc around the corner. White PVC pipe rolled across the diamond plate of the truck bed, sounding like the sharp rattle of bones. At the speed it was traveling, the truck looked to be in danger of capsizing. Alex glanced to the only other person waiting at the curb with him. With his mind adrift in distracted thoughts, he hadn't before noticed the lone woman standing just in front of him, and to the right. He didn't even remember seeing where she'd come from. He thought that he saw just a hint of vapor rising from the sides of her arms into the chill air. Since he wasn't able to see the woman's face, Alex didn't know if she saw the truck bearing down on them, but he found it difficult to believe that she wouldn't at least hear the diesel engine roaring at full throttle. Seeing by the truck's trajectory that it wasn't going to make the corner, Alex snatched the woman's upper arm and yanked her back with him. Tires screeched as the great white truck bounced up over the curb right where Alex and the woman had been standing. The front bumper swept past, missing them by inches. Rusty dust billowed out behind the truck. Chunks of sod and dirt flew by. Had Alex hesitated, they both would have been dead. On the white door just above the name Jolly Roger Plumbing was a picture of a jovial pirate with a jaunty black patch over